This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
In her best-selling books on the Kennedys and the Fitzgeralds, Lyndon Johnson, and Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, historian Doris Kearns Goodwin brings slices of American history to life. But her ability to put together riveting biographies and accounts started with baseball. In Goodwin's memoir, Wait Till Next Year, it's a passion for the Brooklyn Dodgers that was pivotal in her life as a girl. So it's not surprising she has some views about Congress's current look into steroid use by pro baseball players.
The union in baseball has traditionally been extremely strong. Obviously, baseball doesn't have salary caps for the teams the way football does, which I think is, again, a very good thing that football's done, which makes each team more competitive year after year, unlike baseball, where the wealthiest teams can usually end up at the top, and teams with less money are not even in the playoffs. So if one of the things that comes out of this is more power to the commissioner, and then perhaps the leadership of baseball has to take more firm control of where it's going in the future.
Goodwin says more than in many sports, keeping track of statistics and records, the batting average, the RBI, the number of shutouts, is part of baseball's allure. In fact, growing up listening to Red Barber announce Brooklyn Dodger games on the radio, she kept track of plays and figures in a book her father gave her, so she could recreate the game for him play-by-play at the end of his workday. Goodwin says it'll probably be impossible for baseball to identify the extent of steroid use, but she hopes the current inquiry keeps the pressure on for change.
Some people who take the jaundiced view say that this is just sort of grandstanding on the part of members of Congress.
Well, you know, I think in some ways it is. I think that there was a clear understanding on the part of the committee members that it would be given great publicity and they would be on the talk shows. And compared to some of the other more substantive problems that Congress has to call hearings for, it's hard to imagine that they had to do this. But as I say, it may be that in the end, the fact that baseball had to deal with this so publicly is going to make it move faster than it might have done.
Doris Kearns Goodwin appeared at the Kimmel Center as part of the Philadelphia Speaker Series. Next time on Temple View, A Difficult Time. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.